Log Talk Radio.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
But...
See? Nothing up my sleeve. Presto! Wrong hat.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Thank you.
Dandy rendition. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and germs, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation. They're the proud makers of Uncle Flunky's doorknob polish and Aunt Flinky's fresh flaky flunts. We thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss the continuation of Wink Blinkley's He's reciting the 1973 Schenectady Yellow Pages. Don't miss that. It's part three, I think. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chindribble with his guest, a man who actually suffers from the creeps. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster, drinking his own urine, taking horse dewormer, and owning the libs. Right here in Grenache. Fridays, of course, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum. And then down the road, we're going to miss a Monday show, man. Actually, I'll have a gig. Oh. Well, that's a week's worth while of time worth wasting time things. Easy for you to say. I swear it's my first beer. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Dr. Foley's Swamp Elixir. Take a belt, you wash your down and do it again. Take a belt, you wash your down and do it again.
Yeah, I'm a friend. This is your old pal, Dr. Foley, here to remind you again about my miracle swamp root elixir. Got aches and pains? You got you some indigestion or worries? Well, one bottle of old Doc Foley's swamp root elixir, and you'll forget him once and for all. You'll probably even forget your own name. See, my elixir is 120 proof.
It's highly concentrated. Made according to a secret tribal formula Dr. Foley brought back with him from the Amazon. Our swamp root elixir almost always brings relief.
What do you mean, almost always? Well, that stuff is so potent when it leaves our stills...
But our modern spotless laboratory, I think you mean, Doctor.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, anyhow, it'll cure most anything you can name. It'll cure the lurky, Indian's complaint, scarlet crits nerves...
Or the discomforts of bum hesters, McDermott's disorder, grebe shackles, and ever so many others. One satisfied user, a Miss L.W. from Lucky Tiger, Tennessee, is in our studio to tell Dr. Polly of her miraculous cure.
When do I say my piece, Doc?
Right now, Louisa. You just speak right up, honey.
It is this here thing here?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I'm a simple farm gal ever since Ben, our mule, died 3-4 years back. I've been doing the plowing for Daddy and me.
You mean you've been pulling the plow?
That's right, Doctor. After 8 or 10 hours, I tend to get a little bit woozy in the head. That's when my daddy says, "Gal, you slow him down. Ain't gonna disappoint your old daddy, are you?"
Well, you wasn't gonna do that to your old daddy, was you?
No, sir, Dr. Polly, I wasn't. That's when I took every dime of my savings and I bought me a bottle of your swamp root elixir and drunk it all down.
Drunk it all down? Well, gal, what happened?
Well, I just don't know, Doc. But next thing I know, it's 3 weeks later at the county fair. And there's a man pinning a blue ribbon on me as best of breed in the work mule classification.
Yes, friends, there is proof positive. Thank you very much, Miss L.W. of Lucky Tiger, Tennessee.
Don't give me my money.
Why don't you try Dr. Polly's Swamp Root Elixir today? Try the economical family size.
Fifth.
Doctor.
All right, Lucy.
And thank you, Miss L.W.
Dr. Polly, swamp elixir. Take a belt, you wash her down and do it again. Take a belt, you wash her down and do it again. Take a belt, you wash her down and do it again.
You possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
You got booed in the lounge. Professor R.J. Gumby, here he is.
Daddy.
Enter!
Damn.
Possum Hour says, fuck it.
Yeah,
indeed.
All right,
I
so
could use
up,
some
man?
Of that Dr. Pauly swamp root elixir, man. That sounds like good shit.
That is good stuff, man.
Uh-huh.
I use it myself.
I put my kratom, though. It's a shame. You gotta grab some of that.
Hey, you know, I hate to say this, man, but I don't think that kratom's good, necessarily good for me.
Yeah?
Because, man, I had the worst fucking anxiety all fucking week, man.
Uh-huh.
And I was hitting that kratom first thing in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And all week, man, I was like, I drive myself crazy. So I got up Saturday, and I'm like, well, fuck it, man. I'm just going to have a regular cup of coffee, not put any kratom in it, see how it goes today.
Yeah. All right, good. How'd it go?
I felt I didn't feel that have mind-numbing anxiety, man.
Okay. All right, good. You don't need it that often, I guess. Me, I'd shoveling it down my throat.
Yeah.
I'm a junkie. I'm a kratom junkie.
I gotta cut back on it, man.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the other kind will have a different effect. I don't know. I have some of that Bally.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Bally's a mellow one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
But it's still the red.
Number two's been taken, right? Yeah, red vein. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Well, how was your weekend, man?
Oh, it's good. Not bad. Same old, selling cars.
Good. Selling the cars.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I was kind of out of the off the schneid finally, man. The anxiety. It was killing me last week. I was just going nuts. I was going out of my mind.
Jesus. Watch that shit.
But, hey, you know, what the fuck.
Rage Vein Valley.
Could be worse, man. Oh, I'll tell you what, though. I bet you the secret to my success this weekend was those fucking fresh sheets and a shower before bed Friday night. Holy
there
cow, man. Those sheets
You inspired me. I washed my sheets today. Today I did.
Dude, you're gonna be thanking me when you crawl between those sheets tonight, man. And you'll be like, Commodore was right, man.
There you go.
It's the shit. Yeah. It really is. It really is the shit.
But to appreciate it, you gotta not change it for like maybe three times a year. You do it every week. You're not going to appreciate it as much.
I'm gonna see.
I
might not do once a week, but I think I'm gonna try for every other week.
Well, good luck with that. I know for a fact I'm not. It doesn't work with me.
Because it only takes like, you know, an hour.
Yeah.
Big deal. Do other things while they're washing and drying.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, I got the lineup back, so I can hang them out, man.
Okay, like Grandma used to.
Yeah, that's what I watch when I do my comforter. I can't put it in the dryer because it bunches up, so I got to hang it out. So I got to wait till spring to wash that big bad bastard. Anyway,
I still didn't flip the mattress. I'm still not a mattress flipper.
Oh yeah, I got the mattress flipped. Everything, man, it's a beauty. Nice to get shit in order, man. So speaking of which, I didn't do any blowing up of anything this weekend. So,
all right. If there's any classics.
I looked up a classic. I think we've already repeated this one now that I think about it. But who knows, man? We've only been on since the late 40s. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's right.
Boop. Oh, that's the 3 minutes. Where's the blow-up, man? Here it is. Bump, bump, bump. Oh, yeah. We have done it once before, obviously. Barry Manilow.
Okay.
I don't know if you were a fan of
Copa Van one? Which
nope,
one?
Nope. Looks like we made it.
I deserve another round. Deserves another round of TNT.
Yeah. It's almost all Shemp, man. This is in my Shemp period.
Is that guy still with us?
Barry Manilow? Yeah.
Is he really? Yeah.
Yeah. I think he still performs.
Oh, that's shit.
Yeah. Crazy Tom. He does like Vegas and shit like that.
Got it. Oh, poor power to him.
Yeah. Like Elton John, man. $200 to the back of his head. All right, man. Well, here we go. Barry Manilow.
Warm up.
I don't want to switch phone companies. You can stick us 5 cents Sundays on your fucking ass.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
There you are.
What the fuck?
Looking just the same as you did last time I touched you.
No!
Hello!
Oh,
is.
All right. I'm having chest pain.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
And I heard of the sissies.
That was a good tune, Ford. Thank you. That was Buzz and the Flyers.
Oh, okay. That's a name, man.
Go Cat Wild. Wild. My birthright was showing there.
Now, Buzz and the Flyers, man, they should be $200 a ticket to see the back of their heads.
Yeah, that was like 1980. They're probably not still jamming. Probably all dead. Dead and gone. We're doomed.
Buzz and the Flyers, man.
Okay, here we go.
Recitation.
Yeah. I tried to say that earlier, and I was like, I'm not saying that right. Recitation. The fuck, man.
And you write this stuff.
I know. I even looked it up and spelled it, and then, but I didn't say it out loud before. I went, hey, you know, I'll write it out.
Second guessing yourself.
Yeah. Recitation. But if I had to hang it. So I was, on the Facebook before, or Fuck Boo, or whatever you want to call it, before the show, and I clicked on one of those MeTV, which Happy Days character are you?
Are they still doing that?
Yeah, I guess they're bringing that back, and they ask you 20 questions, and then, you know, they tell you who you are. I got Potsy. What the fuck is that shit, man?
Potsy, there you go. I got Chuck.
Which one, though? Man.
There's another Chuck?
There's actually two. At least two Chucks, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Different. One of them just died this year. Or
oh, no
last
shit.
Year. Yeah. He went on to be in the Never Say Never Again. We went over this on the Deadpool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So Commodore Potsy. I like that. Commodore Potsy.
Commodore Potsy. Yikes. I think when we did that in junior high, they gave me Potsy. What the fuck is that shit, man? Because the chief, he was Richie. Yeah. Mr. Science was Ralph Mouth. Well, he was Ralph Mouth, so that's one that's worse than Potsy, I think.
I would say so.
Yeah. At least Potsy gets to stay for dinner. Anyhow, there they are, the Possum Lounge. We did that at work. We did that at work in the 80s.
Okay.
There's this one. Do you ever have a guy at work, like, he's like a fun guy?
Yeah.
And he's always coming up with fun shit, you know? And I love people like that at work because there's always so many people at work that are a drag that make it terrible to go to work.
Yeah.
And this guy came up with, who are you on Cheers? And I think I told that.
Okay.
Who are you on Cheers? And I got Frasier, man. I was like, sweet, Frasier.
Yeah, okay. I bet.
Because I'm like going, not Cliff Clavin. I thought for sure they were going to nail me with Cliff Clavin. They gave the supervisor Cliff Clavin. I'm like, sweet.
In the 80s, I would have gotten Norm.
I would have taken Norm. All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Al.
Right here. I'm sure it's very, very cold where she is right now.
Still no snow here.
Ford said in Winnie, it's 20 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh.
Minus 42 degrees Fahrenheit. With the wind chill.
Jesus.
Hey-oh.
Oh, my God. How can people survive that?
I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. Apple Cheek says it warmed up. Cool, cool.
Okay.
Cake says it's not that cold.
That's Ice Station Zebra, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, GP says it's 16 where he's at. Jeez.
No shit.
Well, I don't know. Well, it's probably about 20 degrees here. It's pretty cold. So you didn't get any snow, huh?
We got a little bit of flurries, that's it. Still nothing.
Hey, bums. Yeah, like Philly
4 inches. Get much.
I got a shovel tomorrow. So you guys don't hear back from me, I'm laying in the driveway dead.
Crutching my chest.
Yeah. I'm having chest pains. Thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet ass.
She says 15 Fahrenheit. That's pretty fucking cold, man.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, that's colder than it is here. Crying out, flagging. something with a bouncy C. What do you think, huh?
Bouncy C. What we need.
A bouncy C. Oh, yeah, here we go. Come on, hit it. All right. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
15 Fahrenheit is an improvement for Apple Cheeks. Balmy. Nice. These Canadians, man. They're a different breed.
God bless you.
They can take the cold, man. I'm such a baby. Sitting here all day with two sweatshirts on.
We're wussies.
Wow. Yeah. Hell, man. GT went out in his t-shirt and jeans and got the mail, so suck it up, buttercups.
Toughest guy on the internet.
Yeah. He's the strongest man and the toughest guy.
Weather don't scare him.
No. He laughed that off, that shit.
He makes winter his bitch.
You know, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Speaking of which, Ford Prefect is here.
Ford!
And that completes the Canadian contingent. Pardon my French. None of them are in Quebec, so I guess we'll worry about the French.
Yeah, we don't have to do that French shit.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be a fragment of frozen feces on Planet Hoth without Ford Prefect.
Oh, how's that man come up with that shit?
I don't know. he's got a strange mind.
Channel and Douglas Adams is what he does.
Thank you for coming, sir.
Ford Prefect.
We count on our Canadians, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
We keep the lounge nice and warm for them.
I was looking at dopey anti-maskers and shit.
Yeah.
I was thinking, all these people went to Washington, D.C., got in their cars or got on a plane or got on a bus, got on a train, went to Washington, D.C., to yell about mandates and shit. Like, freedom, freedom, freedom. And it's so dopey. Like, if there's aliens watching our planet, they'll be like, man, these guys are going to push over us. A bunch of stooges. And then I was seeing the same things going on in Canada up there.
Yeah? Oh, no shit.
Fuck yeah, they got the same...
Wacky doodles there, too?
They got the same whack jobs up there doing the same shit.
Geez.
Man.
Oh, geez.
What the hell? As cold as it is, too. They're out there protesting the shit. Crazy town. I guess it's probably all over the world, man.
Can't be at the level we're at, though.
Well, we do everything better here in the United States. So.
Exactly.
Nobody's as stupid as we are.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's G.T. Trenton, the aforementioned G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trent.
GTO, the strongest, toughest guy on the internet, braves
no
the cold.
Doubt.
Yeah, yeah. Went out to get his the mail in his underpants today. Excuse me. Shoveled the driveway naked. laughs at cold. Thank you for coming, sir.
GTO.
Man, it's cold up there. It's colder there. Well, he's farther north than I am, so if that makes sense. And there's other people's eyes, our old pal Ope.
Ope. Other people's eyes.
I've been correct. I stand corrected. When GT was shoveling his driveway, he had on an Ewok loincloth.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. Other people's eyes is here. Of course he did.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Pal Ope, starting his own race of humans.
Yep.
You have like six boys, man, because they'd all look like you. It'd be so funny.
You're going to set this world straight. The future lies in Ope's breed. Dave.
Yeah. A bunch of little Opes running around, man.
Yeah. This thing's done right. Change the world.
Yeah. That'd be cool, man. I was like, you know, that's the thing, man. I always wondered, like, if we'd have had a third kid, what the third kid would look like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Ope says he's done with the two. I hear you, dude. That's where I was at with that shit. And there's Jay Clark's novel event in chat.
Hey, Jim. Jim's back.
Jim. I'm just calling Jim. Back here. Thanks for coming, sir. Nope. Good luck with them
Good
kids.
Dad.
The best part of life, man. Well, the best part of my pathetic life. There he is. The sinister. Does Gumby have kids? Apple Cheeks Alice asks.
Nope. No kids.
No kids for Gumby.
No kids. No kids. No pets. Gumby's a loner.
A lonely man.
Yep. This has Joey from the other room. Oh, jeez.
There they are, the Possum Lounge. Yes.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, it's 40 below and I don't give a f***. Got a heater in my truck and I'm off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you f***, let me get your right step right. Get off stage, you know. Me off, jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his f*** in his hand. He's the one f*** man and he's off to the rodeo. It's elemental, left and elemental right. Come on, you f***, let me get your right step right. Get off stage, you f***, you know. Me off, jerk. Get on the nerve. Got a truck and I don't give a f- cause I'm off the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you f***, let me get your right step right. Get off stage, you f***, you know. Me off, jerk. Get on nerve. Well, here comes Johnny with a sh** in his hand. He's a wonderful man and he's off the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you f***ing let me get your right step right. Get off the stage, you f***ing, you know. Me off, jerk.
you, asshole.
Indeedy. Deedly dooly.
Yeah.
Alright.
What else we got going on?
Is the bleeping song over yet? Yeah, I thought
that's
I had this thought the other night. I was rubbing my eye, and I, you know, you ever get those big stones in your tear duct?
Oh yeah,
big rock. And I pulled this huge rock out, man. Damn, man. And I'm thinking, man, when I was a kid, they'd always say, "Don't rub your eyes, you'll get pink eye."
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember them saying shit like that, yeah.
Now, I always thought that was made up, man. I always thought that was, like, kind of made up.
Yeah, it is kind of.
Sounds stupid, pink eye. Well, they should have said, no, don't rub your eyes or you'll get conjunctivitis. And then you say,
yeah.
What's that? Well, they call it pink eye. Your eye gets all goopy. Because I did get conjunctivitis one time, long time ago.
It sounds scarier saying it that way. Yeah.
If maybe if they'd have scared me straight, I wouldn't have got conjunctivitis in my 40s, I guess.
Pink eye just don't scare you, does it?
Yeah. Pink eye. I can... No, you got to get antibiotics for that shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't going away. That's fucking shit.
That's contagious shit as well.
It's the real
you
magoo.
You can't get that for rubbing your eye, though, unless you picked that up someplace.
No. Like, if you haven't washed your hands...
Oh, okay.
And you get a little bit of, what do you call, fecal matter in there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ah, ah.
Oh, shit in the eye.
A little shit in the eye or whatever. You know, some kind of germy dirt or whatever get in your eye. And then, you're stuck, man. So, sucks. Hey, man, did you see Grandpa Joe call that dude a stupid son of a bitch today or yesterday?
No, man.
That was funny. Yeah.
He didn't challenge him?
Huh?
Wrestle or something? He didn't challenge him to wrestle or anything this time?
Well, he's sitting at this thing, and he wasn't answering questions at the time. And he's just, like, sitting there, and he didn't think the mic was on, right?
Yeah.
And this guy's yelling out shit, and you know, and he says he makes some crack, and then he says, "This stupid son of a bitch." And the guy is too. The guy is. He's just from the Fox News. The Fox News. I love it.
That's good.
Who says he's senile? He can spot a stupid son of a bitch.
That's great. Even though guy's just a buffer until we get a real president there.
Oh, man. It's a sad state of affairs. I'm worried about that.
I wouldn't be. But then again, it surprised me last time, so maybe you should worry.
I know. It's scary. I don't want to go through that another 4 years again like that, man. Anything but that.
Scary shit.
Cold out. Let's do a quickie.
Play a quickie on us.
Quickie. All right. Since it's so cold out, this will be inspirational.
Stop hiding behind the pillow whenever the dawn looks gray. Get up, get out, and meet the sun halfway. There may be a fortune waiting, lots of gold, or even an egg souffle. Ha-ha, get out, and meet the sun halfway. Get into the tub, and you begin to rub and scrub. Give out with your version of the road to Mandalay. You may even show little Abner the way to win Daisy May. Get out, and meet the sun halfway. Get up, get out, and Get out and meet the sun halfway. Get into the tub, splash, and as you begin to rub and scrub, give out with your version of the road to Mandalay. Don't ever expect the bright side served up to you on a tray. Get out, get out, and meet the sun halfway. Hello, sun.
What kind of shit is that?
Tiny Tim, man.
I want to wake up to that every morning. I'm going to have Alexa do that for me.
Honest to Johnson, man, if we did hear more Tiny Tim, I think the world would be a better place.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have shit like, you know, Uncle Bobo and that kind of shit going on.
I knew it was the man.
Because, you know, there's so many negative waves, man.
Enough with the negative waves.
Disperses the negative waves. Apple Cheeks was the note for that one. That was called...
Meet the Sun Halfway.
It was Meet the Sun Halfway, yeah. Meet the Sun Halfway.
There you go.
That was a beauty.
Hey.
He was a weird guy. Seemed like a happy guy, Hope said. Nice guy, though. Fucking nice guy, man.
Bit of a whack job. Good guy. Nice guy.
Bit of a whack job. I got a new movie to track down. I don't know how this came. I don't know how I guess it came across the radar. Reading stupid shit about Don Knotts. And apparently he was the voice of the mule in the movie Mule Feathers. A Western comedy starring Rory Calhoun. and Don Knotts as the mule.
Okay.
That's
never heard of
be,
that. I heard of Francis the Talking Mule. I never heard of Mule Feathers.
Sure, Francis. We used to love those Francis movies, man.
Yeah.
They'd show those on Sunday afternoon.
And I love Rory. I love Rory in the Motel Hell. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. I go to that constantly. That's probably the movie I've seen the most. Motel
that was like
Hell.
That was like about what, 1980?
Yeah, Motel Hell. A little bit later, but yeah.
Okay.
This is
way before Motel Hell.
Oh yeah.
This is 1978. So we got to jot it down. I gotta dig that one up, man. Weird, man.
Yeah, mule feathers.
Mule feathers. Yeah. And then they also said that the Apple Dumpling Gang was his best movie. It was a countdown of his best movies, I think, also. And they said the Apple Dumpling Gang. And I never saw the Apple Dumpling Gang.
You know, I don't think I did either. At least I don't remember seeing it.
You know who else is in there? Karen Valentine.
Oh, yeah. Is that
Karen
the one with Tim Conway? Was he in that one, too?
Tim Conway and Don Knotts.
See, I had it when I was younger, but I don't recall seeing it at all. I didn't know Karen Valentine was in it. Oh.
Geez, GT said he saw that in a theater. Wow.
Oh, no shit. The Incredible Mr. Limpet, was it number one?
No, that was like number three, I think.
I've seen the Love Guy. I've seen the Love Guy over and over again.
I've never seen that one.
No? Oh, I've seen that several times, yeah.
That's I've got to see that. That's on the bucket list.
Ghost of Mr. Chicken's another one. I think I've seen that, but I really
Yeah, that was
remember.
The number two, I think. That was number two. Don, man. He was a classic. I love Don Knotts.
Gotta love Don Knotts, yep.
My kids love Don Knotts. Who doesn't love... If you don't love Don Knotts, I don't want to know you. All right? There you go.
Communist.
There I said it. There I said it. All right, come on, man. Where's the wheel?
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Right. Sven Gulli shows the ghost in Mr. Chicken a lot.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I don't get me TV.
Oh, you poor sap. Yeah. I played the theme song from Ghost and Mr. Chicken for the Possum theme one.
Oh, okay. Good documentary on Tubi. I think his daughter did it or something.
On Don Knotts?
On Don Knotts, yeah. I think it's Tubi. Tubi or IMDb. I think it's Tubi.
Started out in show business as a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
I really wanted to be a ventriloquist when I was like 3 years old.
I was touring with it too.
I thought that would be the coolest fucking thing. I thought I didn't
checked.
Waste too much time pursuing that as a trade, man.
I mean, if you check magnet.
Well, there's that one guy. But that's about it, man. There's like one or two ventriloquists that can feed themselves. All right, here we go, man. 3 minutes. You'll never get back, and I don't know which one it is. Let's go to... Oh, yeah, here we go. Boom.
From Twin Falls, Idaho, Evel Knievel's daredevil leap across the Snake River Canyon. With us is Robert Truax, designer of the XR2. Mr. Truax, what is your main concern about the Sky Cycle?
When it go round and circle, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
Do you feel then that Evel is making a mistake by trying to jump across the canyon?
Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
You stand to lose $100,000 if Evel doesn't make it across. How much do you have invested in the Sky Cycle?
Everything I own.
What special precautions are you taking to make sure that Evel does make it?
I'll get on my knees.
Evel Knievel's coming into the launch area now. Evel, is there anything in this world that you're afraid to jump? How did you and your wife spend the night before today's jump?
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Evel is getting into the Sky Cycle. But wait, his wife is running up the ramp towards him. She's shouting something at him. I can't quite make it out. Yes, I do believe she's saying... is turning back towards her, and he answers,
it's too late, turn back now.
The tension here is incredible as they strap Evel in the Sky Cycle. We have actually placed a microphone in the Sky Cycle, and we'll be able to hear Evil's comments while we describe the action as it happens here at the Snake River. The rocket bike is starting up the ramp. Oh no! His auxiliary parachute is starting to open. The main chute is opening now, and Evel is plummeting towards the wall of the canyon.
Help me, I think I'm falling.
The Sky Cycle is heading at an incredible speed right towards the bottom of the canyon.
I wanna live.
We go now to our reporter in the rescue boat. Take it away, Leonard.
We have Evel in the boat now. Evel, I'm sure the question in everyone's mind is, why did you ever attempt such a suicide jump? Would you advise any of our listeners to attempt such a dangerous jump?
If you want to get to heaven, you got to raise your head.
As we leave the Snake River Canyon, all we can say to Evel Knievel is...
Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man too. Oh, baby, you're a rich man.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Yeah.
now, here's the man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yikes.
McDonald's fresh fries.
Got that right, Jacques. Alrighty. Let's see.
Vicky Goodman.
Vicky Goodman. Vicky Goodman and Foo Foo Fang, man.
Now, I think he should have done something in poor taste, like, you know, when a Great Wolenda fell off of the wire. You know, something in bad taste. That would have livened it up a little bit.
Yeah. That's a moneymaker, man.
Yeah, I can't understand
that
why.
Yeah, that is a fucking moneymaker, man.
He ran with it.
You'd have to know what popular music's out there now. That's a sacrifice I don't want to have to make. You know what I'm saying?
Sound like you may have the questions just to fit the songs you already picked out. I mean, really, it seems like it was easy shit the way you did it.
Yeah, I wonder. Which comes first? All right. Well, I don't know if you have these around or any of you guys have these in your city, but I found this very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Columbus, Ohio is going to open its first sober bar.
Oh, sober bar. Okay.
Yeah. You go and drink fruit juice, I guess, or soda.
Well, I think we used to have some around here. We're underage kids can go in there. Yeah, just drink soda and shit. They called it a bar.
What the fuck? That's just like a soda font.
Yeah.
They're making like they made something up. They just invented something. No, it's just a soda font.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, a little soda jerk.
Sober bar. Oh, well, anyway, good luck to them. They'll serve food and non-alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
It sounds like the drugstore back in the old days.
Exactly.
And that was so cool, man. You know, you'd fake sick from school, and your mom would get a prescription, and you go to the drugstore, and you get the hamburgers and cherry cokes with the fucking fountain there. I loved that, man. That fountain back at the drugstore was so cool.
See, we didn't have that around here when I was young. It was before my time.
We had
5 and 10 used to have it there.
Yeah.
We had one of the last ones that had the diner room. Yeah.
Woolworth. E.C. Murphy. Yeah, those places had the diner. W.T. Grant. Crappy food, but still, you know, it's kind of cool. Had good hamburgers at the drugstore, man. We drank whiskey in Missouri. What? Drink whiskey in Missouri, says Ope. So anyway, well, good luck to these guys on their venture.
Yeah. Sober bar.
Sober bar.
Well, they have cradle bars in the West, from what I understand.
Huh.
And that kava shit. Sit there and drink that.
Yeah, the kava. I was taking some of that kava. Gosh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
15, 20 years ago, back when
I was
you know, kind of a swinging cat, if you know what I'm saying. We need showbiz music.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a tidbit about Burt Reynolds that I didn't know about.
Oh.
Apparently... if you recall, back in the old days, the National Enquirer and the other rag mags like that used to dump on Burt quite a bit.
Yeah. Probably would turn him cranky.
It's one of the things that did turn him cranky.
Yeah.
But he did get some revenge one time. I don't know what year this was. But he had a helicopter. I guess it was his helicopter. I don't know. He dumped a helicopter full of manure on the National Enquirer Christmas tree. And I guess this Christmas tree, the giant Christmas tree, is a big deal in that town wherever it is, and people come out to see it. And he said it just cascaded down. It was a beautiful sight.
So. That'll turn a lot of people against him.
Yeah,
no,
I love it.
Yeah,
you said he turned shit on that. You were exact. That was exact. You know, you said cranky. You nailed it, man.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. Because he was a miserable motherfucker at the end there.
Yeah. Good old Bert. Well, at least he had some fun.
He was a good old boy.
I like Burt Reynolds, man.
I like Burt too. He's done some great movies.
Yeah. I wonder who his Happy Days character would be. Probably the Fonz.
He would have got Posse as well.
Well, here's a guy who got lucky in odd news. A North Carolina man won a $4 million Mega Millions prize with numbers he got off of a fortune cookie. You ever get those fortune cookies that's got the fortune on one side and then the lucky numbers on the other?
Yeah.
He played the numbers, won $4 million, man. So you never knew.
There's something to that.
Yeah. That would be so cool to win $1 million. I want to win $1 million, man. You know what, though? That wouldn't buy the anxiety away. That's not the answer. Yeah. That's not the answer.
I don't even think I want it.
Nah, I want $1 million.
I mean, it'd be nice to keep my head above water, but I won't do anything. You know? I got the job I love. I don't want anything.
That's
else.
So cool, man.
I don't want to buy the place. I just want to work there.
Yeah. My buddy, the bartender, I'd always said, you know, how come someday you don't want to, like, you know, have your own bar? He's like, because when that ice machine breaks down, I go home.
There you go. Yeah.
So,
done. You know, the day's over.
He liked the, and that's like me. I like working for other artists for some reason. I'd rather them be in charge of the interface with the client, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Because
that gets to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, less headaches. You're just doing what you like to do, and that's it.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yes. So, anyway. A man regrets letting a friend do a new tattoo after he makes a huge spelling error.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Another spelling error in a tattoo.
He writes, he was going to write stay humble on his arm, and it came out S-A, or S-I-A-Y. He made the I, T into an I for some reason. S-I-A, humble.
Oh, Christ.
See, in the old days, that's just something that would happen, and now they've put it all over the internet and shit. And I don't need to see that. Get away from
me. There's got to be a whole site of stupid misspelled tattoos.
Yeah. But where was that?
Yeah, I told you about the one guy I used to work with, Henry.
What's that?
He had his name tattooed on his arm. Had three E's in the word Henry. The name Henry.
Oh man. Henry. What did? Oh man.
Henry.
My. Oh my.
It's
oh
like,
my.
Dude, why didn't the guy ask you how the fuck do you spell it? When he thought he was you spelling it correctly. Enery. Three fucking E's. This guy was a piece of work. He had his sister's social security number tattooed on his back. He said he couldn't think of anything. He couldn't think of anything to put on. And the guy was there, so he said, okay.
Okay, that's
social security
number. That's unique. That is unique. And
oh, this guy was a fucking
security
trip.
Number.
Oh, man.
Couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, That beats whatever I got over here with the news, man. I mean, gee whiz. Speaking of deceptive headlines, somebody posted this as a deceptive headline. It really is, man. It's funny. BBC. The headline reads, U.S. man found dead surrounded by deadly pythons and cobras. Right?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty severe.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, what's going on, man? A picture of a... I guess that's a python. This guy was found dead, lying on the floor, and there were 124 venomous and non-venomous snakes. Pythons, cobras, and rattlesnakes surrounding him. But they were all, like, in cages. Like, they were in tanks.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it was like... It had nothing to do with the fact that he probably keeled over from a heart attack or something.
Yeah. But that headline really grabbed you, though.
Right, the headline. You think, oh, geez, he got attacked by pythons and cobras, man. That's got to be cool. And you click on it, you read it, and go, well, what the fuck? Guy dropped dead in his fucking snake house. So big deal. Fuck. Well, it is illegal to own poisonous snakes in Maryland, so there is that. But
yeah.
Still, not newsworthy. Okay.
No. Fucking white caps.
Oh, that one we're saving for the end, though. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, this is weird. Australia. An Australian woman found a scorpion in a package of broccoli.
Oh.
You asking a big-ass scorpion crawling out of your grocery? Fuck!
Oh, man. Where
was
this?
Aggressive. It got, what's that?
Where was this?
It was in Australia.
In Australia? Oh, okay. Well, they got it popping up all over the fucking place. There, those guys.
It was in an Aldi.
man.
But I don't know if they have scorpions there. But anyway, they have one now.
Jesus Christ.
That would freak you out. Big no, tarantula, definitely. Something like that. You know, it's weird. You never knew.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay. We got the cruise ships again. This one's kind of funny. Remember, we had the fake story about the cruise ship or the deceptive headline about this cruise ship.
Yeah.
Friday. Well, this cruise ship has changed its course from Miami to the Bahamas, and this is true. And, like, the people were supposed to get off in Miami.
Uh-huh.
They sailed the ship to the Bahamas because they owe some fuel bills. And the U.S. government was going to seize the ship and pound
Jesus
it.
Christ.
So, all the passengers had to find their way back to Miami, man, themselves. Good luck,
Jesus
Doc.
Christ. Uh-huh.
Is that fucked up, man?
And do you expect them to pay when they sue them?
Well,
they're losing all the money.
There's going to be a law. You know, there's going to be a lawsuit in this deal, man.
that's going to go on forever, though, man. That sucks.
What a wonderful vacation that was.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, Bahamas is pretty cool, man. I mean, I wanted to go there. Let's see. Oh, here's one, man. This is very important. The expert chefs, I think I might have put this one up before, but expert chefs say putting milk in scrambled eggs is a cardinal sin. Just use the butter. Just use the butter. No scrambled eggs.
Really?
No milk in a scrambled egg.
Huh.
I'm going to have to try that because I don't stock milk. I love scrambled eggs, but you know, I never have milk. I always got eggs.
Huh.
Eggs keep milk.
I'm not a butter fan, though.
Oh, I love butter.
We got to put a little milk in that fucking scrambled
egg.
All right.
This is the stupid cook now. That was this expert cook. Some idiot posted sleepy chicken, recipe for sleepy chicken on TikTok, and I guess went viral, so doctors are warning not to do this. But he cooked chicken breasts in cough syrup, or NyQuil.
Yeah.
Fried up chicken breasts in NyQuil.
I kind of like that idea.
It's not, you don't want any of this, man. You don't want any of this.
That's a no-no? What, a chicken's well cooked? What good does NyQuil do?
They said, well, it's a super concentrated amount of drugs in the meat, number one. And if you ate one of these cutlets completely cooked, you'd be consuming a quarter to half a bottle of NyQuil. And then at the end, I watched the video. And then at the end of the video, he pours the unused, the unsoaked in, like whatever NyQuil's left in the pan, he tries pouring it back in the bottle. So obviously the guy was, it was a gag video, but I guess people are taking it seriously, so, you can't do that. You can't do that these days, man. People believe stuff, man. I mean, they're out protesting fucking wearing a mask, for God's sake. Drinking their own piss. Sheesh. All right. Don't cook chicken
sleepy,
in NyQuil.
Sleepy chicken.
Hope says don't cook chicken in NyQuil. I agree. And finally.
Yes.
Finally, this is the weirdest fucking thing of the week, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Now, there's this, I guess, you know how you have underarm spray deodorant, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You also got, I guess, these, I don't use them, but a body spray, which I guess spritz your body to smell like Burt Reynolds or something.
Yeah, okay.
But, so, where was this at? 15-year-old schoolboy, it's probably in England, he was dared to squirt two cans of body spray on his nipples.
Yeah.
In school. In the changing room, in the locker room, and they challenged him to empty two cans onto his exposed chest. then the guy flicked his nipples.
Yeah.
And his nipples popped off.
Oh!
And he says, at first it was just cold, then then it started to burn. He went back to class and his nipples are bleeding and
he wanted
to call a nurse. But he says if he could look, he's looking back on it, he says it's stupid, but, I've got no nipples.
Jesus Christ, popped the nipples right off.
Yeah, popped them right off, man.
Now, is there truth to this one? I know it can get pretty fucking frosty, but could that actually pop off? I don't know about that.
Well,
we gotta ask Mr. Science.
I don't know. You decide.
Put up the challenge. Put up the challenge in social media. We'll get some people doing it.
It's a nipple poppers. There you go.
Nipple poppers.
Nipple popping.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
When I was a young man, barely 17, out of a sleep. And I'm getting older. The memories of the Greyhound will fade and quickly pass. In the lonely restaurant windows, an empty hourglass reflects the human hunger.
Goofballs.
Goofballs. You gotta love Leon, man.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking king, man.
Never got into him. You got me into him.
Dude.
I've never been before.
Well, I like that Tightrope song, so I bought his greatest hits, and I'm like, wow. And then I ended up buying all his other albums, and I was a devoted fan, man.
Yeah, good stuff.
Got to see him live, man.
Cool.
That was a cool concert. I think he sang that song. He sang all my favorites. I was like on it. I was floating. It was awesome.
Leon brings it.
He was great. Another one we lost in 16, man.
Yep.
Yeah, the rapture year.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, man. I hope the snow fucking stops, because I got a gig Thursday, man. I don't want to drive in snow and shit. First gig of the year, man.
No, no shit.
Yeah. Actually, I'm getting a little nervous, man. I hope I don't. Hope I can. I'm gonna stay away from the kratom, man. To be honest, I'm.
See, well, see,
I'm
see
afraid.
You can.
To, I had a couple before the show. I think in the morning I'm just gonna have my coffee, hot and black, like Lura
Solana.
Yeah, baby. I used to say hot, sweet, and black like Lola Falana when I was a sugar guy.
No sugar.
Back in the old days. No sugar. Fuck sugar. I'm doing pretty good, man. When I was part of it last, I've really tried to knock off the calories.
How you doing with the beers?
Good, pretty good, man.
Beers, you said, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't drink. I didn't, like, today, I was like, well, don't drink any till the show.
Okay.
So, I didn't drink any till the show. Drinking a lot of water, which is good.
Yeah.
For weight loss and whatnot. But I gotta peel some pounds off, man. This feel like shit.
Well, it's good to add the pounds in the wintertime, though, ain't it?
I'm so old, it don't matter, man. You can't. I don't have no insulation. It's all smoke and mirrors. Yeah, my stomach's not cold, but the rest of me's freezing, man. I'm not like GT. He's a big guy all over. He's a big guy. You know, he gets big arms and shoulders and shit.
Yeah. The Ewok loin cloth.
I'm tall and lanky with a big belly and a huge head. I didn't know what a huge head I had until, like, just the last 10 years. Started wearing my hair short. Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a massive...
Then you noticed it.
Yeah, like, man, I've got a massive dome. Holy shit.
You don't look at yourself and start thinking you're a shorty big head, right?
No, I'm not shorty big head territory, but it is quite a big castaba. You know, it's not... All right, well, GT, I hate to break it to you, pal, but it's Monday night.
It's that time.
And we got a beauty coming up here, man. So turn down your radio for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, the next 3 minutes ought to do it. And we're going to have our victory yodel.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Yodeling time, baby.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Sorry, if I don't... That's impossible.
Possum Hour?
Nice. Owen Yodel. Carolina Cotton, man. That was a big beauty.
That was a good one.
Like that was a nipple popping yodel. I like it.
Yeah, huh? Nipple popping yodel, baby.
Shoot, yay. I think that was the song that I, when I was a little kid, like, you know, I don't know, 4 years old, I thought I wrote. Like, I went to my mom and I'm humming this song. I go, Mom, I made up this song. Check it out. She's like, yeah, it's real good. They should have rang me up more. What's that?
Write it down. We're hanging on the fridge.
Yeah, yeah. I also invented luggage on wheels one time. That was pretty cool. Although, I don't know if I actually was... I don't know if they actually had luggage on wheels when I thought it up.
That's relatively new, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a real old thing. Anyways, then I saw it on the Hollywood Squares. They were giving away some luggage on wheels, and I went, damn it. There goes my $1 million.
That's right.
Well, we didn't really accomplish much. Stay away from the body wash. Don't overdo the body sprays and the nipples. I guess it's what? The concentration of the cold. It's cold? Comes out cold?
That's what I imagine. It's very cold, especially if you can.
Froze his fucking nipples. Popped right off. But now he's in college and he just laughs about it. Yeah, well, I have no nipples. I guess they don't come back.
No,
I guess if you
imagine they don't.
If you blow your nipples off, that's it. You're just going to be schmoozed.
It's like a Ken doll.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't cook your fowl in NyQuil.
Yeah, don't cook chicken in NyQuil.
Yes.
See, Cake didn't know that nipples could pop off. Neither did I. I was surprised as the next person, man. I Hope didn't want to know. Surprisingly enough. Good times.
You'll learn a lot on Possum.
All right, man. Don't forget to drink your urine, says Ford Prefect.
There you go.
That'll keep away the evil Coco. Or the Rona, or the whatever you want to call it. I'm so sick of that shit, man. And that's half the thing that's making me all fucking anxiety.
Because
it's really affecting my business still. And, like, you know, most people, it's like, well, you know, we've made adjustments. Well, I'm not getting gigs because of this shit.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to adjust? Go get a job? Heaven forbid.
Can't do that.
Oy, oy, oy. Molson Canadian.
What are...
So, man, get vaccinated. Wear a mask, whatever you have to fucking do, because I don't want to get a job.
That's right. Do it for Potsy.
Man, do it for Potsy. There you go. I'm going to make t-shirts. Do it for Potsy.
Do it for Potsy.
Amen.
I like it.
Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, Possum.
Yeah, man. That's really cool. Bosun Canadian, G.T. Trenton, Ope, Ford, Cake, Happy Cheeks.
Oh, crap.
Jake Gumby. You're all cool,
the new
man.
Guys, the new guys can't last. In and out. They can't follow.
You know, that 3 minutes comes along and they wilt like, you know, a snowman.
They don't get the blow up either. they don't get it.
Yeah. It's an acquired something.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Energize. Hey.
Come on there, kid. What the heck you waiting? Let's do that. Louie, Louie.
Folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Missed it by that much.
Bye.
All right, man. Well,
wild
thanks for being the greatest co-host in podcasting history.
History, that is, yes.
We've been part of podcast history from almost the very damn beginning.
Damn Skippy.
We're freaking pioneers, man. Do we get any fucking respect for that? Do we get
not
any fucking
one.
That? We don't
not
get jack
one.
Shit. We don't
Got
get
shit.
Jack squat.
No recognition, nothing.
We don't get jack squat.
Well, do we complain?
Nah,
yes, we
sure.
do.
Yeah,
sure
sometimes.
We do. We get them right.
You know, I used to have it back in, the fuck was it? I'm thinking it was, when George H.W. Bush ran against the little guy from Massachusetts there.
Yeah.
I had
the
a bumper
Purdue
sticker.
Guy?
Who's?
Who is it? Not Purdue. He was Texas.
No. No. He's a Greek guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, he lost. And I had a... And I wasn't real thrilled about either of the candidates. So I had a bumper sticker on my fucking car that said, jack shit for president.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was pretty busy.
It is.
Jack shit for
and you can use it over and over and over again.
I know. It would still be good today. You never know.
Uh-huh.
I got my Bernie sticker on the truck, man. That's staying there.
There you go.
You got that right. Heart of the people, man. All right. Well, thanks for a good mock show.
Yep.
And,
mock show.
Hopefully,
good stuff,
we'll be back Friday.
Sounds good.
Or some such thing. Well, good.
And yeah, good luck Thursday.
Calm blue ocean. Calm blue ocean.
Whatever works.
Yeah, something. I'll probably take a little kratom. All right. Hey.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.